Well, first of all, when did you know of Doncaster Rovers' interest in you?
It came about Saturday morning, kind of. They started calling again. As a player, you try not to get too involved with these things and what goes on behind the scenes. I had a match to prepare for, so try not to let my head think about it too much. But after the game in the last couple of days, it's been going on. The clubs have been talking, and I was pleased that they finally came to an agreement.
Interesting that you said again, because from their perspective, I think they've been after you for a while. How significant is that?
Yes, for a player, it's nice to know that there's interest in you. But like I said, you've got to concentrate on your football and not worry about too much what's going on behind the scenes. For me personally, when it came round again, it was an exciting prospect for me to come to Donny. I'm delighted to be here and hope I can have an influential 9 games.
Why now, though, from your perspective? Because there's not a great deal of the season to go, obviously, for Alderman, for Doncaster Rovers as well. So why now, timing-wise?
From my perspective, it's a great opportunity to be involved with a promotion-chasing team, with a title-chasing team. Yes, it is the end of the season, but there's a major, important kind of 9 games. There's massive points to be played for, and there's a title to be won, and there's nothing more exciting for a player to be involved in that.
Has it been difficult for you to move on from Oldham because you've been there for such a long time now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm coming with mixed emotions, as excited as I am to be here and hopefully have an influential part to play. I do leave with some many emotions leaving Oldham. I've been there for the last three and a half years, nearly 4 years. I've got a lot of friends there. I'm very close to a lot of people there, and it's sad to see to leave the club. Especially kind of towards the end of the season and they're not doing so well.
Yeah, because it's difficult there right now, isn't it? I know they've had a lot of success in the cup competitions and attention because of that, but overall it's quite a difficult scenario at Oldham, isn't it?
Very much. It's a lot changed when I was away in the African Nations. I came back and the manager had gone, but everyone's mucking in, everyone's doing the best they can with what we've got. There's some quality players in the squad, and I very much hope that they get themselves out of that position and maintain their League One status.
So it's a loan until the end of the season. What would you like the future to hold in the medium and longer term then? Do you see it here?
Very possible. It's very possible. I think for now I've just got to concentrate and hopefully get into the team and show the manager what I can do. First and foremost, the goal is to get promotion. And then after that, things can get spoken about. But for now, the only goal is to get promotion, not to look into the future.
In some respects, does it feel as though you've making a step up here in coming to Doncaster Rovers, given what obviously the ultimate aims are this season?
It's great to be involved in a team who's got great ambitions. You can see just from the club, the stadium, the training ground, the players, that it is a club with ambition, that it's a club that's going places, and as a player, it's teams like this you want to be involved in. So I'm very excited to be here and really hope I can progress.
I suppose you'd have to say, if everything works out for all parties and you are in the Championship next season, are you, because you're 24 now, are you ready for that level? Are you ready to make that step up?
Very much so. I've worked very hard at my game and I continue to do so, and I'm always looking to play at the next level, and if it's here, wherever it may be, I'm looking forward to doing that, hopefully. So it's important that I keep working hard and hope that I can get there.
First training session today, first impressions?
I enjoyed it. It was sharp. There's a great spirit amongst the lads. There's some very, very good players. I mean, I've known that throughout the season from playing them and watching the highlights, but it's great to see it firsthand on the training pitch, and I'm looking forward to getting to know the players better.
What kind of team do you think Doncaster Rovers are, and how best do you think you can fit into that?
Speaking to a few lads, I know there's a few injuries, so maybe I'm coming in to hopefully fill a few gaps left by the injuries, but there's some great players, there's some great attacking players. I think defensively they're very, very solid, but going forward they've got some great players, which was on show this morning in training, and I think the job is to get the ball to them and let them do their magic. So it's a pleasure to be involved with the training session today, and hopefully a few games to come.
It's quite a position for you to be in as well. Here you are. You're in a relegation battle. 9 games later, you could have promoted and a title on your CV.
Yeah, it's a very different type of pressure. But personally, I thrive under pressure. And it's an exciting time, and it's an exciting place to be at the moment. So it's a great pressure to be under, and as a player, those are the kind of conditions you want to play in.
What does how does it pan out for you, I suppose? Because you've got international football coming up as well. How much are Doncaster Rovers fans going to see of you over the next 3 or 4 weeks?
The only time I'll be away is next week. There's a World Cup qualifier for South Africa, which My country is very important to me, and it's a great honour playing for them, so I will be there. But after that, there's no more games during the season, so I will be here for the every other game.
And what would you say you bring to the team here and bring to the party?
I'm kind of player who likes to... I like to get stuck in first and foremost. I like to break up play. Like to start playing, getting the ball. So I try and do my bit in the middle of the park, and I'm quite vocal out on the pitch. I know there's some great leaders in the camp, but if I can add anything to the squad to make them better, then that's what I try and do.
Are you right now just mindful at the back of your mind of the disciplinary situation that you had, the yellow cards that are on your record? Brian Flynn's just been extolling the virtues of that, and he's looking forward to seeing you play, but there must be something in the back of the mind that's got to watch my step here.
Yeah, definitely. It's always something I'm looking to watch, but being in the middle of the park, there's tackles that have to be made, and you are going to pick up your fair share of cautions, but I have been on my best behaviour the last few weeks. I don't think I've picked up a yellow card for a while, so I'll try and continue to do that.
So Portsmouth are your first challenge at this football club. Have you faced them this year? What do you make of them?
Yeah, I faced them twice. We recently played them maybe 2 weeks ago at home for Oldham. We beat them 1-0. They're a side who are fighting for their life, and it's at this moment in the season we're seeing some very strange results. The bottom of the league's beating the top of the league, and we have to make sure that doesn't happen to us. They're a team with very good players, we can't underestimate them, but we have to show that confidence that they have shown in some of the great recent results that the team have produced, and continue that form on Saturday.